Alright, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So our daf today is daf Tzadik Aleph. We're actually going to start on the bottom of Tzadik Amud Beis. So we'll say again, we're going to dedicate our learning today as a Refuah Shalima for Nathan Adler, for Noslan Daniel Ben Yehudis, and we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah we'll have a Refuah Shalima. Alright, so we'll say we left off three lines from the bottom, Tzadik Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda. So once again, we're still in the sugya, Baruch Hashem, of how to understand and how to understand the relationship between all of these different various rishuyos. Everything is really, the Mishnah really that we saw in the beginning of the paragraph, Pei Tesem Dalet, is a springboard for all of these conversations that we have three-way machlokas we saw in the Mishnah between Chachamim, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Kishetim Tzolom Rala Divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, Gagin Rishus La'atzman, Chatzeros Rishus La'atzman, top of Tzadik Aleph, Karfifos Rishus La'atzman. So also remember, Rabbi Meir's position is that each category of Rishuyos becomes a Rishus by itself. So all rooftops are considered one Rishus, or again, assuming that what there's no 10 tefach height differential, all Chatzeros are one Rishus, all karfifios are one rishos. Similarly, the divrei chachamim, according to the chachamim, gagin v'chatzeros rishos achos. So according to the chachamim, rooftops and chatzeros are one rishos. Karfifios rishos achos hein. Right? It says so too. Karfifios are also one rishos unto themselves. So, however, the divrei Rabbi Shimon, kulon rishos achos hein. But according to Rabbi Shimon, everything, all of these areas, agag, a chatzer and the karfif are all one rishus. So we'll say again, one more time. According to Rabbi Meir, so each of the individual rishuyos, everything sticks in its own line. So all gagin are one rishus, chatzeros are one rishus, karfifos one rishus. According to Chachamim, chatzeros and gagos are one rishus, but karfifos something separate. According to Rabbi Shimon, all of these rishuyos, this is all from the Mishnah, we'll say, all of these rishuyos are one rishus. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kavase Derav Yehuda. So we have a Braisa that supports Rav, and a Braisa that supports Rav Yehuda. And I will say, what did each of them say? So remember, Rav was the one who said, and yet we saw yesterday's daf, that when you have two rooftops, or two roofs, that are owned by different people, you can only carry Dalet Amis on each of those roofs. That's according to the position of the Chachamim. Rav Yehuda holds that according to Rabbi Shimon, Gag, Chatzar, and Karfif are all one rishus. And the Gemara just pointing out over here, we have a braisa that supports each of these particular positions. Tanya kavase derav. So what's the braisa that supports Rav? Kol gago sa'ir, all of the rooftops of a particular city, rishus achos hein. They're considered to be one rishus. Va'asar laha'alos ulahorid min agagin l'chatzer, o min achatzer l'gagin. And you cannot go ahead and remove kelim from the gag to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the gag, from the chatzer to the gagin. The kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer, however, kelim that started Shabbos in the chatzer, mutar l'taltalon b'chatzer. You can move them throughout chatzeros. B'gagin, similarly, if you go ahead and you have utensils that began on the rooftop, mutar l'taltalon b'gagin. You can go ahead and carry them throughout the rooftops. U'bilvad shelo yehe gag gavoa yud o namoch yud divrei Rabbi Meir. As long as what? So you can remember all the chatzeros are one rishus, all the gagin are one rishus, provided that there's not a 10 tefach height differential between one gag and the next. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. The chachamim say, kol echad ve'echad rishus li atzmo. Every single one is its own rishus, not every single chatzer, but again, every single area, every chatzer is a rishus li atzmo, every gag is a rishus li atzmo, v'ein metaltalin bo, ela bedalid, and therefore you can only carry dalet amis in any given rishus. Okay? So we'll say that's the braisa that supports simply the position of Rav. Tanya kavasi Rav Yehuda. There's a braisa that supports Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yehuda is what holds that gag, chatzer, karfeif are all one rishus. So the Gemara says, Tanya kavasi Rav Yehuda. Amar Rebbe, k'shahayinu lomdim Torah, Eitzel Rabbi Shimon b'Takoa. Listen to this interesting ma'isa. So Rebbe said, when we used to learn before Rabbi Shimon in Takoa, Because you see, we still go to Tekoa, it's by the Gush. So you write, you can go ahead, when you start by, I don't know if it's the same Tekoa in the Gemara as it is today. So when we learn Tekoa, when we learn Torah in Tekoa, Rabbi Shimon, Hayinu Ma'alin, Shemen Va'alomtis, Migag Legag, Umigag Lechatzar, Umichatzar Lechatzar, Umichatzar Lekarfef, Umikarfef Lekarfef Acher, because it's very interesting. So Rebbe says that when we used to learn Torah by Reb Shimon and Tekoa, so on Shabbos we'd go to the hot spring to bathe. Right? This was the Shabbos. I remember we had in Masechta Shabbos. There's a rabbinic prohibition against hot bathing. The shaila is whether or not it applies to natural springs or not. So apparently, I guess Reb Shimon held it didn't apply to natural springs. So here you have Rebbe saying that on Shabbos, when we used to want to go to the natural spring, so how would we get our towel and our oil from the base medrash in Tekoa to the natural spring? We would utilize a series of these rishuyos. So we'd carry the towel and the oil from the gag to the chatzar, chatzar to the gag, chatzar to chatzar, karfeit to chatzar, all over. So we'll say, what does that show? That's the position of Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's right. I should say, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Shimon is that Rabbi Shimon holds that all of these rishuyos are considered to be one rishus for Shabbos, and therefore you'd be able to utilize them to transport items from one point to another. Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisa b'shas ha-sakona. There was an episode during a time of danger. I will say, in general, when the Gemara talks about shas sakona, it usually refers to, usually it's Roman persecution, where ultimately learning Torah was outlawed. Learning Torah was outlawed. V'hayinu ma'alin sefer Torah, mi'chatzer le'gag, u'migag le'chatzer, u'michatzer le'karfev le'krosbo. And apparently on Shabbos, they wanted to have Kriyas HaTorah, but to go ahead and hold services publicly would have been dangerous. So what did they do? They went ahead and they took the Torah to a secret location. So how did we move the Torah from point to point? We'd go ahead and we'd utilize all these different Rishuyos. So the Gemara is bringing this case as another support to the position of Rabbi Shimon that all of these Rishuyos are considered to be one Rishus for Shabbos. So Amrullah, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shas HaSakana Raya. So they said, well, the truth is, the first case is fine about the towel and the oil in Tekoa. That case is a good Raya to Rabbi Shimon. This case is not. Why? Because Shas HaSakana is different. In a time of danger, we often have to rely on certain things that we would not rely on in normal circumstances, and therefore you can't bring a Raya from Shas HaSakana. So we'll say, still, nevertheless, the first story of the Talmidei Chachamim taking their towel and their oil from Tekoa, from the base medrash to the natural spring, that's a good Raya. Second case is not. Rabbi Shimon Omer Echad Gagin. So we'll say, Rabbi Shimon says, like we just said before, that Gagin, Chatzeros, Karfifios are all one Rishos on Shabbos. Amar Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon. We'll say an interesting statement. Rav says, Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon. So again, we'll say, remember, this is the Mishnah on Peites. So Rabbi Shimon, again, is the one who says, Echad Gagos, Ve'echad Chatzeros, Ve'echad Karfifos, Rishos Achos, L'Kelim Sheshav Subisochon, V'Lukein Sheshav Subisochavash. We'll say a very important caveat. Then what does Rabbi Shimon's halacha apply to? Rabbi Shimon's halacha only applies to what? To utensils that were in these particular rishuyos at the start of Shabbos. So if I had a kli in my chatzir at the start of Shabbos, then a water according to Rabbi Shimon, I could carry that kli all over the place, utilizing from chatzir to chatzir, chatzir to gag, gag to gag, karg to karfev, karfev to karfev, karfev to chatzir, as long as the kelim were in the chatzir at the onset of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, interestingly enough, Rav gives a very interesting qualification, v'hu shelo irvu. This is only true if what? If the chatzar in which the kli is in did not make an erev chatzeros. So I'll say, so listen to this. So not only does the kli have to be in the chatzar at the onset of Shabbos, but the kli in which the chatzar is in cannot have an erev chatzeros. But if the chatzar in which the kli is in has an erev chatzeros, aval ervu, lo. If the kli in which the chatzar is in has an erev chatzeros, then what? Then you may not move that kli from chatzer to chatzer. Why not? Digazrinan dilma asi laafuke money debatim the chatzer. Bless you. Because what's the concern, Rabosai? Because if you have an erev chatzeros allows you to do what? Allows you to take utensils from inside the house to outside the house. And what would we be concerned with? that you may now take that kli and move it into another chatzar. The Rabbos say that you don't have a license for. Because remember, according to Rabbi Shimon, the only time that kelim can be moved between all these rishuyos is when? Is when they began Shabbos in the chatzar. But if it began Shabbos in the house and was subsequently taken out to the chatzar, you may not move it rishus to rishus. So therefore, Rav is going to suggest, and this is quite amazing, that Rabbi Shimon's position only applies where there is no Erev Chatzeros in the particular chatzar. Because if there is an Erev Chatzeros, there is a legitimate fear that you'll end up moving what? Utensils that were rich, because remember, Moshe, now you have a license to bring kelim from the house into the chatzar, and therefore there's a legitimate fear that you'll come to end up what? Moving those very utensils that originated in the house on Shabbos into another chatzar, gag or karpet. And that, according to Rabbi Shimon, is aser. Shmuel says no. Bein irvu, bein shelo irvu. Shmuel says not true. Whether you went ahead and made an Erev, whether you didn't make an Erev, Rabbi Shimon's position still, and I will say obviously everyone's agreeing, because Rabbi Shimon says it explicitly, that this din only applies to kelim that were in the chatzar at the onset of Shabbos. Shmuel just says that even if you made an Erev chatzeros, you obviously you can't move kelim that were taken from the house into the chatzar, but what? But you can move the kelim that were in the chatzar at the onset of Shabbos. I will say, take a look at Rashi. No, not yet. I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mi lachshecha bein irvu ubein shelo irvu." Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rav, literally, "Who whispered to you to make this chilik between making an erev and not making an erev?" So, meaning, I will say, Rabbi Yochanan says to Rav, essentially, "Where did you pull this out of? Right? Where did you get this from?" Because Rabbi Yochanan is agreeing with Shmuel that lemaisa, whether you made an erev chaseros or not, Rabbi Shimon would still agree that utensils that began Shabbos in the chatzar can remove chatzar to chatzar, chatzar to karpet, gag to karpet, gag, karpet to gag. Okay. Maskifla, Rav Chista Shmuel. So Rav Chista raised the kasha on Shmuel. Or Rabbi Yochanan. And a question, because also now we have, on one hand, remember, machlokes between Rav on one side and Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel on the other side. Rav says position of Rabbi Shimon only applies where there is no Erev Chatzeros. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say even when there is a Chatzeros, position of Rabbi Shimon still applies. So maskifla, Rav Chista Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan. Yomru, Shnei Kelim Bechatzer Achas, Ze Mutter, Veze Aser. So we'll say, Rav Chista raises a very basic kasha. He says, you know why it doesn't make sense, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, to say that it applies even in the case of the Erev Chatzeros, because then understand what's going to happen. You're going to have two utensils sitting side by side. And what? And what? And one of them can be moved to another chatzar. Why? Why? Because it was in the chatzar at the onset of Shabbos. And one of them can't. Why? Because it was in the bias. So Rav Chista says, you know, that doesn't make any sense. And you're just setting yourself up for problems. So essentially, Rav Chista is saying, how can you set up a position that tells you that this kli yes and this kli no? So the answer, Rav Shimon l'tamei v'lo gazer. The truth is, this is Rav Shimon according to his previously established reasoning that he's not gozer in these kind of cases. We'll say, where did we see this? We actually saw this before. This man, Amar Rav Shimon l'ma hadaver dome. To what can this matter be compared? We saw this Mishnah earlier. L'shalosh chatzeros ha-pesuchos zu l'zu u'psuchos l'shtrav. So remember, we had this case of three chatzeros that open one into the other. So if you can imagine, the chatzeros all have a wall between each of them, and each chatzer's wall is open, right? So again, the outer one is open to the middle one, middle one is open to the outer one. And what happens? V'irvu, and each of them are open to the shtravim as well. V'irvu shtei achitzonim im ha'em tsoyis. And what happens? And each of the two outer ones make an Erev with what? Erev Chatzeros with the inner one. He muteres imahem. Vehein, with the middle one. Vehein muteres ima. So we'll say, she, i.e. the middle one, is permitted with the two outer ones. And the two outer ones are permitted with the middle one. However, ubeis hachitzonos, but the two outer ones, asurim ze'im ze'. So the rule said the two outer ones have no relationship with each other. So remember, the inner one could choose to interact with either of the outer ones, but the two outer ones have no relationship with each other. They're right? And so why are we bringing this up? V'lo gazar, dilma asi la'afuki mani daha chatzar, laha chatzar. So I'll say, here's what's interesting about this case. So I might have felt like this. So now, we'll call it chatzar A, B, and C. A and C, the outer ones, B is the middle one. So now what are we saying? A could carry into B. C can carry into B. B can carry into A or C. So I might have thought that once you have that level of mobility, what do we have to be choshesh for? That A will carry into C. But yet we see that what? We're not choshesh for that. So we see that we could handle splitting hairs. So the Gemara says, Hachanami lo gazmina dilma asila afuke mani debatim l'chatzer. So to a Reb Shimon will say what? That yes, it's okay. Some kelim you can move around to different rishuyos. Some kelim you can't move around to different rishuyos. And you know what? It's okay. We trust the individual to know which kelim can be moved and which kelim can't be moved. Massive Rav Sheshes. So we'll say Rav Chista's kasha falls off. Massive Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes raises the kasha. Rav Shimon says, Echad gagos, echad chatseros, ve echad karfifos. Rishus achas in the kelim sheshav subesochon, velo the kelim sheshav subesochabayis. So right, so Rav Shimon now Rav Sheshes raises the kasha. Rav Shimon says, rooftops, chatseros, and karfifos are all one rishus, as long as the kli began Shabbos in one of these rishuyos, but not for a kli that began Shabbos within the bayis. If it began Shabbos within the bayis, then what? Then lemaisa again, it can't be moved throughout all of these rishuyos. So listen to what Rav Sheshes says. It's a very good diuk. And I'm not, Rav Sheshes doesn't need my approval for this diuk. I'm just saying it happens to be very mistaber. He says, I amrit bishlama de ervu, hainu de mishkachas la mani debatim b'chatzas. We'll say, Rav Sheshes says like this. The fact that the Gemara says that if the kli started Shabbos in the home, that you can't move it from chatzar to chatzar, from chatzar to gang, from gang to kafre, presupposes that what? That somehow now on Shabbos, that kli is getting from the bayis to where? To the chatzar. Because they're both saying, if the kli can't come out, if the kli can't come out and play, right? If the kli is stuck in the home, then what? Then there's nothing to discuss about transferring it to other rishuyos. So if Sheshes says, well, let me ask you, how is the kli getting from the bayis to the chatzar? So he says, I amrit bishlama ervu. So it makes sense if you want to tell me that this is a case of where they made an eruv chatzeros, then I can understand how the utensils of the home could get into the chatzar. And then what is Reb Shimon saying? Only the utensils that began Shabbos in the chatzar can be moved, but the ones that came out on Shabbos cannot. Which Reb Shimon would seem to be a raya that what? Like Shmuel. That Reb Shimon's position applies whether you made an eruv or you didn't make an eruv. But if you're going to tell me it's a case where they didn't make an Erev, then what? Then where are you ever going to have a case of utensils in the home that are moved to the Chatzar on Shabbos? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you. After Rav Sheshes said this, after Rav Sheshes raised the Kasha, he also gave the answer. I'll tell you where it could happen. Bikumsa v'sudra. With your hat, and with your scarf. And we'll say, what does that mean? That you could have certain things, certain kelim. Like, for example, I wore my hat, I put on my shtreimel, right, and my scarf walking out, and what happens? I get into the chutzah, and I take it off, and I put it down. So this is a perfect example of kelim that began Shabbos in the home, and then ultimately wound up in the chutzah. And we'll say, they could wind up in the chutzah even without what? Even without an eruv chatzeros, because remember, in this case, I'm not carrying anything. What am I doing? I'm wearing it out, and I choose not to put it down. I could do that. So therefore, I say for no kasha. Okay, tashma, on the base. So also, remember, keep your eye on the ball over here. We are still in the middle of this machlokus between Rav and Shmuel regarding the position of Rabbi Shimon, right? Here's what we know. Rabbi Shimon says that gagos, chatzeros, karfifos are one rishus for Shabbos, for kelim that began Shabbos in one of those rishuyos. The shaila is what? The shaila is, as Rabbi Shimon say, that position only when you did not make an eruv chatzeros, like Rav says, because otherwise, again, according to Rav, if you start saying that when you did make an eruv chatzeros, too confusing. That means some utensils you can't move, some utensils you can move, or like Shmuel, no, even when you did make an eruv chatzeros, and yes, according to Shmuel's understanding of Reb Shimon accepts reality and is not scared of the reality that some utensils you will move on Shabbos and some utensils you won't. Tashma, anshei chatzer va'anshei mirpeh. So we'll say it's still not the machlokes that we are embedded in. So anshei chatzer va'anshei mirpeh says, sheshachachu v'lo irvu. So we'll say, remember we had this case before. People of a chatzer and people of a mirpeh. So we'll say mirpeh is that upper story. That upper story. So right. So people live on the ground floor, the chatzar, and other people live on a mirpasas. Now it's not just simply that they live on an upper story. It's remember that their second story homes open up onto another area. That's what we call that area the Mirpasas. And then usually what happens is there's a ladder from the Mirpasas into the Chatzer, and that's how they access Rosh Hashanah. Right? Everybody remembers this case? We had this, right? We had pictures of this. This was, you remember. So the Gemara says like this. So we this was just a couple of days ago. Kol Shegavoa Yutfakin said, and I will say, so remember again, we saw in the Mishnah and the Braisa that we divvy up everything in the Chatzer based on its dimensions. So Kol Shegavoa Yutfakin, the Mirpasas. So remember, anything that's taller than 10 Tfakim, but also remember the Mishnah qualified this as well, and it has to be within 4 Tfakim of the Mirpasas. So anything that's taller than 10 Tfakim, that height, it belongs to the people of the Mirpasas. Pachos Mikan, if it's less than that, Luchatzer, then it belongs to the Chatzer. So I'll say here there is a picture if you'd like to see it. This is picture number 322. So again, just just so you can see it. See here again, it's pretty too much going on over here. So you can see over here you have the Chatzer. The Mirpasas, see the doorways open up to like this little it's gotta be a good English word for this. Not a port, but I guess like a balcony. Like a balcony type of area. And you see over here there's a ladder that leads into the Chatzer. That's how you get to Rosh Rabim. So the Mishnah says, the Braisa says, if it's higher than 10 Tfakim, then by definition it's the Rishus of the balcony. So the Gemara goes on. Pachos Mikan. However, again, if it's less than 10 Tfakim, then it belongs to the Chatzer. So we'll say Rashi points out, as we have already seen before, that remember when it says it belongs to the Chatzer, that's another way of saying it belongs to both of them, and ultimately will be Usser, because it's an area that's accessible to both. We're not going to get into that now. So Bamedra Mamurim, when is this true? When do we say this? Shahayu Elu Sharabim, the Elu Sharabim. So we'll say, when are these things true? This is when both the Mirpasas and the Chatzer are inhabited by multiple people. Ve'irvu elu liatzman, ve'ilu liatzman. And I will say what happens. And remember, the residents of the Chatzer made their own Erev Chatzeros, and the residents of the Mirpasas made their own Erev Chatzeros. Or for that matter, shel yechidim. Or this case also applies when, let's say, there's only one individual who lives in the Chatzer, and one individual who lives in the Mirpasas, in which case, I will say, there's no obligation for Erev Chatzeros. She'ein tzrichin la'arev, that they don't have to make an Erev at all. Aval, Hayu Sharabim. But Rabbi said, let's say for argument's sake, the case over here. So first, I'll take a look at Rashi for just a moment. When do we say that we divide up the area of the Chatzer and the Mirpasas, and they are not permitted to go into each other's area? Rashi says, Bizman Shayu Elu Sharabim, Shediyurin Harbe Bechatzer, Vediyurin Harbe Mirpasas. A lot of people living in these areas. Ve Ervo Elu Leatzman, Ve Elu Leatzman. The Hashta, I'm reading Rashi still. Mafki b'nei chatzer mani debatim lechatzeron, or b'nei aliyos mani de aliyah lemerpeses. B'sharis kelim sheshavsu b'chatzel taltel b'merpeses. Asi letaltel ba nami klei habayis. We'll say, listen to this. So now, what are we talking about over here? When we divvy up the rishuyos, that's only when. That's only in a situation where lemaisa, there are a number of residents, and everybody has made their own eruv. Aval, look at back to the Gemara. Aval hayu sharabim, but the Rebbe said, let's say there were a lot of people living in the Chatzer, a lot of people living in the Mirpasas. V'shachachu v'lo ervu, and they did not make an eruv together, or for that matter, v'shachachu v'lo ervu, gag v'chatzer v'achsadja u'mirpasas kulan rishus achosin. Rebbe said, listen to this. But if they did not make an eruv, then what? Then all of the areas, the gag, the Chatzer, the Mirpasas, are all considered to be one rishus. We'll say, what does that mean? For what purposes? For kelim that were found inside any of these rishuyos. So we'll say, let's analyze this case in just a moment. So now what the Gemara says is that la maisa, in case number one, there are two versions of the same case. In case number one, the people of the Chatzer and the people of the Mirpasas made their own eruv and did not make a joint eruv with each other. In that case, that's when the Braisa begins to divide up the different rishuyos, because neither has any rights in the other. But let's say, for argument's sake, they didn't make an eruv. Neither of them made an eruv at all. Obviously, they did not make an eruv with each other, but they didn't make their individual eruvim either. So what happened in that case? The Braisa says something amazing. You know what happens in that case? Everything is one big rishus. one big rishus, which means Rabbi Yosai, that for example, if the people of the Mirpesas left, there was a kli left in the Mirpesas at the onset of Shabbos, where can you move that kli? Anywhere you want. Into the chotzer, on top of the amud, back onto the Mirpesas. It's all one rishus. Rabbi Yosai, what do you see from here? The Gemara says, Taima, the reason for this is, delo irvu, because there's no iruv. Ha irvu, lo. But if they were to make an iruv, then what? Then not. Rabbi Yosai, what does this show you? This shows that, and this is counterintuitive to us, because this whole time we've always been focusing on the Erev as a good thing. And the Erev still is a good thing. Now all the Gemara is pointing out that in the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, the Erev can actually make you lose out on something. So we'll say, what's the Chaf over here? The Chaf over here is like this. When you don't make an Erev, then there's no concern that what? There's no concern that people will be moving things from the home into the Chatzar. So because they can't, there's no license for that. Because they can't, therefore, there's no concern that one may move a utensil that originally was in the bayis into a reshus that is not included in its air. So we'll say, you see, when the people of the chatzar and the people of the merpeses make their own eruvin, we have a concern. What's the concern? That when Reuven, who lives in the chatzar, takes his utensil out to the chatzar, what could inadvertently end up happening? He may end up carrying it to the merpeses. That's why I have all the restrictions when they make an eruv. But when they make no eruv, then Rabbi said, the only kalim that have any level of mobility are the kelim that are already in the chatzar, because there's no need to bring kelim from the bayis into the chatzar. Therefore, once there's no concern about kelim from the bayis, then in reality we view all of these rishuyos as becoming one. But so why is the Gemara bringing this up now? Because again, the Gemara is trying to bring a proof to Rav against Shmuel. Because remember, Rav was the one who said that the position of Rabbi Shimon only applies in a situation where there is no eruv. But if there is an Erev Chaseros, then Rabbi Shimon would not give unrestricted mobility from God to God, from Chatzah to Chatzah, from Karfeit to Karfeit. So the Gemara says, not true. Ha money, this is not Rabbi Shimon. Whose opinion does this reflect? Rabbanan hi. This is the rabbis. Look at Rashi. Rabbanan hi. Demodu begagin vechaseros terushus achaseh. So also remember, this was the Gemara on the top of Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. Right, that Rabbi Yehuda said that according to the Chachamim, Gagin and Chatzeros are one Rishus. Gagin and Chatzeros. So this price over here is referring to the position of the Chachamim. Because what are we talking about over here? We're talking about moving from the roof of the Mirpesas. Because remember, when we say Mirpesas, when we say balcony, the balcony in reality is what? Is the roof of a lower structure. So now the Gemara is suggesting that this is not Rabbi Shimon, but rather this is the Rabbanon who say that a Gag and a Chatzar could be one Rishus. Dekanami, so the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the proof to this is. Dekanami, delo katoni karfeif. Right, so you can make a diuk. The Rabbi say, what's missing from the Braisa? The Braisa doesn't have any discussion about a karfeif. So Rabbi say, the position of Rabbi Shimon is such that Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not just Gagos and Chaseros. It's Gagos, Chatzeros, and Karfifos are all one Rishus. What is the Braisa talking about? The Braisa is only talking about what Rabbi Yosai? A Gag and a Chatzer. Therefore, the Gemara is suggesting is that this Braisa is not reflective of the view of Rabbi Shimon at all. It's actually the view of the Rabbanon. Therefore, it does not serve as a proof to Rav's positional understanding of Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Fine. Dlo katoni karfeif umavui. Excuse me. Because he doesn't include karfeif umavui. Shma mina. Therefore, learn out from here that what? That lemaisa, this price is not reflecting the view of Rabbi Shimon, rather it's the view of the Rabbanon. And therefore, we have no raya, we have no proof in the machlokas, in the dispute of Rabbi Shmuel. Toshma. Chomesh chatzeros hapesuchos zulazu. Upsuchos lemavui. So, what's another interesting case? Five chatzeros that are open one to the other and are also open to the mavoi. So we'll say again, this is picture 323. So again, just so you can see this, again, not a complicated picture. So five chatzeros, each of them has a wall between them, and each wall has an opening one between the other. Each of the chatzeros also open up into the mavoi. Remember, the mavoi is the alleyway, and the alleyway itself leads out to Rishus HaRabim. Okay? So now says the Gemara, bless you. Says the Gemara, what happens? V'shachachu kulam v'lo irvu. And they forgot, and they did not make an eruv. They forgot, and they did not make an eruv. I will say, we'll qualify that in just a little bit. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. So Rashi says, no, not yet, sorry. So shachachu v'lo irvu. They did not make an eruv. Asr lahachnis ulochotzi mechatzer lamavoy umina mavoy lechatzer. So you can't carry from the chatzer to the mavoy, nor can you carry from the mavoy to the chatzer. The kalim sheshavsu bechatzer, as similarly kalim that began Shabbos in the chatzer, mutter letaltalon bechatzer. You can carry them in the chatzer, ubimavoy asr. But to carry in the mavoy would still be asr. For Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. Why? Shahaya Rabbi Shimon Omer calls man Shehin Shal Rabim, any time that you have an area that belongs to a large group of people, Vishachachu Velo Irvu, and they forgot and they did not make an Eruv, Gag Vichotzer Vachsaj Umir Peses Vikarfeif Kulam Umavui Kulan Rishos Achasim. What does Rabbi Shimon say? Again, this seems to really seal the deal. The Rabbi Shimon says that what happens anytime you have multiple rishus, achsadra, karfeif, mirpeses, gag, whatever, they're all one rishus. The one rishus means that you can move kalim between all of them. So the Gemara says, taima delo irvu. So remember, what did Rabbi Shimon just say? Rabbi Shimon just says, anytime that you have areas that belong to the rabbim, and what? And they did not make an eruv. See, here you have Rabbi Shimon almost explicitly, not almost, but seemingly explicitly on record saying that his position only applies in a case where there is no Erev Chatzeres. Again, Rabbi, remember, why? Because when there's no Erev Chatzeres, there's no fear that what? There's no fear that one may end up taking Kalim from the home and moving them to these different Chatzeros. So the Gemara says, Taimu Delo Irvu. It seems to be pretty clear that the reason Rabbi Shimon holds this position is because they didn't make an Erev. Ha Irvu Lo. But if they didn't make an Eruv, then Bepashtos what? Rabbi Shimon would not allow the free transfer of Kalim between all of these Rishuyos. To which the Gemara says, well, my lo Eruvu, what does it mean? What does it mean in the Braisa when it says they didn't make an Eruv? Lo Eruvu Chatzeros Bahadi Hadadi. Rabbi, it means that the Chatzeros did not make an Eruv one with the other. However, Ha Chatzer Ubatin Eruvu. The case of the Bryce says where what when it says lo erevu, it means the chatzeres didn't make an erev one chatzer with the next, but what? But each chatzer did make its own erev. So look at Rashi for just a moment, Rabosai. So the Gemara says, lo erevu chatzeres padi adadi, the chol chatzer erva la'atzma. Every chatzer did make its own erev, however. V'hai kozman shin shorabim da'amar, lav taima leheterehu, ela rabusahu. The af agav de lo irvu chateres ba'adadi, v'chol chater irva la'atzma, v'chol chada ispe diurin tuva, u'mafki mani debatim lechater, v'ika lemigzar da'aydi da'avshi diurin, lo mizar yishar. So listen to this, according to this reasoning, so the Rashi says like this, you know what Rav Shimon is saying? So the Gemara is now suggesting, when the Braisa said they didn't make an Erev, no, each chater made its own Erev, but what? No chatzer made an Erev with each other. And comes along Rabbi Shimon, and what does Rabbi Shimon say? Kol zman shein shal rabim, v'shachachu v'lo erevu. Rabbi Shimon's saying a chiddush. Even though what? You have a lot of people who live in these areas. And even though each chatzer made its own Erev, which means what, Rabbi Osai? Which means what? That you're going to have a free flow of kelim between the home and the chatzer. Nevertheless, I hold that what? That kelim that began Shabbos in the chatzer could still make their way from chatzer to chatzer, chatzer to karfif, garfif, to gag, so on and so forth. And I'm not concerned that what? That one will come to move utensils that originally began Shabbos in the chatzer. Yeah. Amazing. In the bias. Yeah.
Not chatzer to chatzer, but everything you said, I agree with everything you said, but not chatzer to chatzer. They can't move from chatzer to chatzer because they didn't make arve chatzeros. They can take it from the house.
No, not true. That's his chiddush. His chiddush is even chutzer to chutzer.
Chutzer to chutzer, they're not owned by Robin.
It's
they're
okay.
The individual, my chutzer is my...
No, I don't think that's his position.
Yeah, no, his position is only for those which are community, which are for Robin, which is why you can take it from your chutzer to the mavoy, because the mavoy is owned by everybody. And so he's saying is that the position beforehand is that... It's only condition that there's no Erev. But here, this thing here, there could be an Erev. Because it
God,
could be an Erev
the Chatzer Vachsaj. No, I think you're wrong. I think his point is it wouldn't work for Kalim in the home.
But it doesn't say the Chatzer the Chatzer. It says the Achsandra is public, the Marpeset is public, the Karfeif is public.
It says Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kolzman Shein Shorabim Shachavul Erev, Gag the Chatzer Vachsaj Omer Peset, Fekarfeifu Mavoy, Kulan Rishos Achosin.
Sorry, The chutzar, the achsanah, or merpeset is all belongs to the yachid. Okay, the karfeif is either the yachid or a rabbin. Mavoi is certainly rabbin. So it's, we're talking about five houses, right? Each with their own chutzar. I can go from my house to my chutzar.
No. I understand what you're saying. I just think you're wrong.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Because
one second.
I think you're right.
Otherwise,
it's not approved.
You could still say, I'm afraid. I am afraid. He'll bring from his house his own chatzah.
No. Look, Stephen, it's the end of Rashi. I'm sorry, because I didn't translate the Rashi. Lo irvu chatzeros bahadodi. So Rashi even says over the last line, he says, umafki mani debatim lechatzer ha'acheres. Afilu hachi lo gazer. Rabbi Shimon is even allowing the transfer of items from chatzar to chatzar. That's the chiddush over here.
Okay.
The chiddush over here is, I understand what you're saying. But I'm pretty sure, I'll double check him here, a little bit later, but I'm pretty sure that's the position of Rabbi Shimon, even allowing from chatzar to chatzar, even though now each chatzar has made its own Erev Chazeres. I understand exactly what you're saying. You're saying over here that I would have thought that because they're making Erev Chazeres, that by definition removes it from being like all these other chatzeros, which have a general, almost commonality. But I think, I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure that's the position of Rishim, even from chatzer to chatzer.
Even that you from bias, it's not marked as such.
Correct, and that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush, that according to this approach right now, Rabbi Shimon is saying that even though each chatzer has made its own Erev chatzeros, which would allow then Kalim to be moved from the bayis to the chatzar, which means some utensils can be moved, some utensils can't be moved. Rabbi Shimon is still going to allow for that. Now, I will say, remember, just don't lose sight of what we said before. That would be Rabbi Shimon according to his previously established reasoning. Rabbi Shimon apparently is okay with splitting hairs like that. So let's just finish Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, Milo irvu, lo irvu chatzar spaldi adodi. Ha chatzar batim irvu. The hollow irvu katani. But I will say that the Gemara says, but that doesn't seem to be the straight reading of this brisa. The brisa says they didn't make an eruv. Milo irvu. What does it mean they didn't make an eruv? Lo nishtatfu. It means they did not have shituf muvaos. They did not go ahead and engage in a shituf muvaos. Vibay same, or the other possibility is like this. Rabbi Shimon Derem de Rabbanan Kamar. Rabbi Shimon is phrasing his argument according to the position of the rabbis. He says, Lididi, Loshna Irvu, Veloshna Lo Irvu. Rabbi Shimon says, according to me, it makes no difference if the Chatzeros made an Erev Chatzeros or didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. It makes no difference to me. Meaning, what does that mean, makes no difference to me? That I still hold that you can have a free movement of these items between all of the Rishuyos. Ela Lididahu, Odu Limihas, Dehecha de Lo Irvu, Rishus Achasi. But Rabbi Shimon says, but at least admit to me that when they did not make an Eruv, at least admit to me, Rabbanan, that when they did not make an Eruv, that all of these Eruv should be considered to be like one Rishus. V'omrali Rabbanan, lo. And the rabbis say, sorry, not true. Shtei Rishriyosin. We hold that even in the event that they don't make an Eruv Chatzeros, that Lamaisa, all of these Rishriyos are separate. Amar Mar, Ube Mavui Aser. And Mar said that in the Mavui it's Aser. That Rabbi say he can't go ahead and move it into the Mavui. Lema Misei Le Rabbi Zera. This would seem to support the position of Rabbi Zera. What does Rabbi Zera say? Amarav. Don't Rabbi Zera Amarav. Mavui Shalon Ishtatfu Bo. If you don't have a sheet of Mavos, Ein Metantlin Elebe Dalaramas. You can only carry Dalaramas in that Mavui. So the Gemara says, Ema Ula Mavui Aser. So Gemara says, no, don't read it Mavui Aser, but rather read it Ula Mavui Aser, which would mean that the prohibition is to transport an item or to transfer an item from the Chatzar to the Mavui. So we're not talking about the amount of area you could walk in the Mavui or transfer in the Mavui, but rather we're talking about actual transfer from the Chatzar to the Mavui. So Gemara says, Hainu Reisha. But that's the same statement then as the opening phrase of the Braisa, to which the Gemara says, you're right. Mishnah Yisera Itztrichale. The truth is we have to repeat the same concept twice. Why? I would have thought, the only time that the rabbis argue in Rabbi Shimon is in a case where there was an Erev Chatzeros made. Because again, Rabbi say, in that case, Rabbanon are worried about the fact that since you could transport items from the home into the Chatzar, that's what? You'll end up transporting items from the Chatzar to other Chatzeros or to other Karpifios or Gagos. But I might have thought in a case where they don't make an Erev Chatzeros, then maybe they would be molded to Rabbi Shimon. Kamash Molono. Kamash Molono said that the fundamental machlokes, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanon applies in all cases. Whether you made an Erev, whether you didn't make an Erev, Lemaisa, again, Chacham will still argue on Rabbi Shimon. So we'll say, where does this leave us? Where this leaves us is it seems to go ahead, and what started out as a support for Rav seems to come out as a support for Shmuel. That Rabbi Shimon's position will apply when? will apply whether they made an Eruv or they didn't make an Eruv. Rabbi Shimon would still say that all of the Rishuyos, Chatzeros, Gagos, Karfifios, are all considered to be one Rishus, and even with an Eruv Chatzeros, you would still have unrestricted mobility of all of these utensils for any Kli that began Shabbos in the Chatzer, and yes, you would have to be vigilant to know which kelim can be moved, which kelim can't be moved. I will say we'll stop over here.